Back about 10 years ago, I moved my family of three boys into what would be the nicer side of town we lived in. Most of the houses on that side of the city were older and dated back to the late 1800s. Some were very beautiful, showing the different accents of the time they were built. The house we moved into was a quaint, two-story house with two bedrooms upstairs, and downstairs sported the bathroom, kitchen, living room, and the dining room. There was also a back door porch on the side of the house, facing the driveway. We lived next to an older, bigger house that had an old candy store next to it, adjacent to our driveway. The rumor is the candy store had been burnt down, and after cleaning it out, the owners used it for storage. We moved in, and it went well for a few weeks. Then one night, my oldest son started screaming in his sleep. He began getting night terrors a few nights a week from then on, where he would scream and sleepwalk at the same time. I would have to help him get back into bed and calm him down. In the morning, he would remember doing nothing at all during the event. Then, one day, my middle son said he was walking up the stairs and felt like someone was pushing him up from behind, forcing him to go faster. It was the same night when he swore he had heard an old woman's voice in his room say, "I'm gonna kill you." He would hear random whispering in the room from an old woman and possibly a little girl. We tried to record it on a computer, but all we could hear on the program was static. After a few nights, he started sleeping in the loft because he was too scared to sleep in the room. During the times we lived there, we would also have little things happen all of the time. The lights would go on and off by themselves. These weren't just the lights you could hit a light switch on the wall. These were also lights that you had to physically turn the knob to get them on. The ceiling fan would also go on and off by itself. Then, every once in a while, the front door would open if you didn't put the deadbolt on. The door could have the knob locked and it would just open up by itself. Then we could hear a piano playing. At first, I thought it might be a neighbor, but we could only hear the piano from inside the house. Right before we moved, I was sitting in my office, which was a small room located off the kitchen. The landlords called it a pantry, but it was bigger than a pantry and there were no shelves, hookups, or anything. It looked more like a storage room, except it had a window in it, so I turned it into an office where I could work from home. It was a weird little room, but I figured they just used it for storing brooms and cleaning supplies. At night, though, it was definitely creepy, because as the rest of the house settled, it always seemed like the door would open on its own. The door was directly across from the porch that had a window looking out on the porch, and then one from the porch looking directly at the window of the candy store. Sometimes it looked like there were shadows walking around the driveway next to the old candy store. Then, one day, my son kept on sneaking up on me and interrupting my work, so I put a cheap laser alarm across the floor. It would buzz every time he walked through the office door, and he didn't like the noise, so it kept him from doing it. Then I could feel someone watching me and noticed a kid's shadow that I thought was him. The alarm went off, and I turned around quickly, but no one was there. I yelled for him to come back to the door, but then I heard him down the hall in the bathroom asking what I needed, that he would be done in a minute. There was no way he could have made it to the bathroom that fast. A few days later, I was down in the basement doing laundry, and as clear as day, I heard a little girl's voice behind me say, "Hi there." I looked all around and no one was around at all. That basement was really creepy. It was always cold, dark, and damp, feeling just like a basement would feel like, but it also had weird objects sitting inside crevices in the walls, such as a really old box of marbles and other toys. It was the place in the house that had the worst feeling of someone being around. We also had other annoyances that went on that may or may not be related, such as bats coming out in the middle of the day and items like keys and small toys disappearing. All of this could have been simply a coincidence, but still, it was really creeping us out. I had asked the previous owner what she thought about the house. She said that after they bought it, they too heard a piano and the lights going on and off. Doors would randomly open as well as the windows. While writing this, I realized that we did have a window in the upstairs that would open and shut by itself. These are old-style windows that you have to push up, and this one was always hard to push up, but not when we would find it opened on its own. We would never see it open up, but on the days when it was really cold outside, when there was no way we would open it, the window would be open. I did a search online. There is no history of the house of anyone dying, but there are stories about the same kind of strange activity that we had in a house that is either the same house or one on the same street. I could certainly imagine that it is the same place. It has to be. This is Spooky Boo. If you've enjoyed this story, please give it a thumbs up and hit the subscribe button to get more. Also, I'd love to know your comments about the things that had happened. Leave them below in the comments section and let me know if you've ever been haunted. You can send me a scary story to scarystoriesonvideo@gmail.com.